Blog Talk Radio.
That is just the most beautiful song. He is worthy to open the scroll. He is worthy. That's a song, and of course, as I'm playing it up through my phone, I'm watching the video too. But it honestly, it just makes me want to cry when I listen to it. It's just so beautiful and touches my heart in such a deep way. I want to welcome welcome everybody to the program tonight. This is Jeannie. It is March the 15th. We are halfway through this month. Can you believe it? And spring has sprung, even though it officially is six more days away. I don't know if the pear blossoms or the pear trees are blooming in our yard, and the horses are just shedding like crazy, and the grasses, the pastures are greening up, and there's daffodils blooming everywhere, and I have to say I just love it. It's my time of year, all of the baby calves being born, and I don't have any foals this year coming, but have lots of friends having baby colts and things being born, so I just love it. It's just all of spring just declares life, just the life of God and life. I just love it. I want to mention to anyone that's listening by computer and you would like to call in tonight, the guest call-in number is 319-527-6027. And if you want to speak with me, be sure and click 1 on your phone, and that lets me know that you want prayer. Because there are people that call in and just listen on their phone that just want to listen that way, that aren't necessarily wanting to be ministered to. So be sure and click 1 on your phone if you're wanting ministry and in prayer. Anyhow, thank you each and everyone for taking your time tonight. You don't know how much I appreciate that. I know everyone's time is valuable. And I just appreciate you taking part of your time to be with me. Excuse me. Tonight I want to talk about something that's, I guess for lack of a better word, I'm going to kick over some sacred cows a little bit. It's something that I kind of repeatedly through the years, you know, I'm not saying I'm seeing it all the time, but I am seeing it from time to time. Some things in the body of Christ that are troubling. Is something that we all need to be aware of, and at times maybe do some heart searching or some soul searching, and be aware that we don't want to open any doors to the enemies, and we certainly don't want to do anything that would ever harm our witness of Christ. You know, if people don't, if they see things in your life that are questionable or they lose their confidence, their trust in you, most of the time that's someone you're never going to be able to minister to. So, you know, we want to keep our hearts pure and keep our lives pure, and we want to love God above all. I'm going to start with a scripture in Proverbs. It's Proverbs 3, chapter 3, 3 and 4. It says, "Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man." And I have to broach a subject tonight, and this is something, like I said, I have seen it, I've encountered it, not just once or twice, and in the body of Christ, it's just something that should not be, to be honest, but it's something that can slip up on people and mindsets, and sometimes what can seem right, you know, the word says, what seems right in the eyes of man isn't always right in the eyes of God. But what I'm talking about is truth, truth. In John 17:17, it says, "Sanctify them in your truth. Your word is truth." Now, the word says, the Bible says that Jesus came in grace and truth. But the word, when it says your word is truth, we know that Jesus, it said that he is the word made flesh. So if your word is truth, then that means that Jesus himself is truth, because he is the word. In Galatians 5:1, it says, "For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery." God has set us free from sin and death and the things that the works of the enemy. You know, we are the redeemed. We are the righteous. It's through the washing of the water of the word, and as we have a renewed mind, that our actions change more. But we know that we are the redeemed. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. But once again, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And so he's always looking for a crack door, a place that would be a weakness. And many times that's old mindsets that we're raised with. You know, things that we're taught. And yeah, it says, Once we give our lives to Jesus, we've come into covenant with truth. You know, we're all taught that family, and it's true. I mean, that family is everything. That you'll hear them say that all blood's thicker than water, and it is. It is. You know, typically people are going to have more loyalty back towards their family than they are to friends and acquaintances and things like that, and should be. I mean, that's a good thing. But when it says that blood is thicker than water, I want you to know the blood of Jesus trumps all of it. That we are first and foremost children of God, children of the kingdom, children of light. The word says, in that scripture, it says to bind truth around your neck. You know, to bind around neck, that's like a yoke, like we're yoked with truth. We're yoked with Christ. We're in covenant with Him. And God must have first place in our life. Above all, it's not a spouse. It's not your children. It's not your parents. It's not your brothers and sisters that come first. It's God that comes first. You know, and what I'm, you know, boiling down, what I'm getting at here is, and I've seen it too much, that, you know, sadly there's situations that I've seen, you know, different circumstances, but I've seen the basic scenario play over and over again. That children of God, and yes, I'm talking about mature Christians. I'm not necessarily talking about people that have just recently gotten saved. But I'm talking about pastors, evangelists, prophets, those in ministry, those in the body of Christ that have walked with God for years, that they would deviate from truth and integrity when it came down to family members, particularly. Now, I've also seen it at times, and I'm sure you have too, that we'd see people that wouldn't stick to truth, that they would relinquish their integrity when it came to finances and money situations, and that's no good either. But, you know, I have seen people that I knew were good people that loved God, that served God, that were committed to the Lord, had maybe been in ministry for years. People that maybe wouldn't lie for themselves, but they would lie for their kids. Some of them would lie for spouses, you know, and at times they may feel, you know, there might that, you know, there's times when parents will have children lie to cover up things, and it's like it just shouldn't be so. You know, there are people that would never steal one thing for themselves, but sometimes they'll steal for their kids. You know, and it's because they love them. I understand that. But our love for God has to be higher than anything else. You know, there's times that they'll side with a kinfolk. Someone is wrong. You know, you ever see two people, they're in an argument? And I'll be honest, I've been in this situation more than once where that I've had family members get mad at me because there would be one of them and maybe another person that would get in an argument. And in my way of looking at it, they were both in the wrong. Neither person was right. And if you didn't side with the family member, that you would all, you know, be accused of all but being a traitor or being disloyal to the family because you didn't side with the family, not side with others, you know, and I would say, I'm not siding with anybody. I'm on the side of right. I'm on the side of God's word. When both people are wrong, I cannot take a side. We have got to stand up for truth and what God says. And, you know, it's a good, I mean, we pray for them. We pray for them. We speak in their lives. That's not to attack anybody ever. And if they have the grace to let us speak to their lives, then that's wonderful. We should to speak truth. But we cannot call what's evil okay. You know, we can't call good evil. We can't call evil good. We have got to stand for the truth of God. And if there's, you know, if there's people in your life, you know, that are getting the things they shouldn't, and they want you to cover for them, you can't. I mean, you can't. You know, I've heard people say, oh, if my kid robbed a bank, there's no way I would turn them in. Really? You know, if their kid kills somebody, they wouldn't turn them in. You know, I can remember years ago, and I'm talking like 30 plus years ago, I had an employer one time. He was at a riding academy, riding equestrian center. And one of the horses they had for sale, you know, they asked me, they said, now, if they say, if the person buying them says so-and-so, just say this. And it was something that wasn't true. And I, you know, at that time I was a lot younger and I was like, I'm not going to lie for you. I didn't say it. And honestly, in retrospect now, I should have. I didn't agree to it either, though. I kind of just changed the subject. But when the buyer came, and I don't know that those questions ever came up. I don't know that they did, because I stayed completely away from all of them. I stayed in, down at the other barn or something like that. I stayed completely away. I thought, I'm not going to be put in a situation where I have an employer wanting me to tell a lie to cover some lie they're telling. You know, because people will try to get you to. You know, in cases where it's an employer that's not on the up and up, you know, I know the pressure at times of feeling like, well, if I don't, I'm gonna lose my job. Now, in a case of in my case, being a wife, I had a husband that made a living, and then the money I made was just added to. But if you're the breadwinner for the family, and you have an employer that's wanting you to lie or be dishonest about something, you know, then all of a sudden it's like, God, I'm going to have to trust you, but I'm going to stand on the integrity of the Lord. You know, there's just so many situations. I know someone else had a kid that had gotten a ticket for something. And anyhow, well, honestly, I've got one nephew that's in the police department, and I have a brother that had a child that got a ticket for I think having some snuff or something. He wasn't old enough to have it in his truck, and said it was his, and they were going to give him a ticket. And then my oldest brother wanted my nephew to get him off. And it's like, we can't do that. Of course, in his case, I don't know that he was even saved. So that's a different field. You know, people that are sinners act like sinners. I'll just put it that way. But know that when you take a stand for what's right, you're going to get some persecution. At times you're going to be accused. They're going to call you disloyal, or they may call you disloyal. They may call you a traitor. They may even disown you in the family. But as children of God, we have got to stand with what God's truth is. You know, we try to be impartial in the sense of weighing the truth, weighing what's right and wrong. The Word says that the Lord teaches us how to rightly divide the word of truth. You know, that we're fair, that we're understanding, that we give counsel when it's allowed to. We can love them, we can pray for them, we can talk with them, but we cannot align ourselves with lies, much less try to cover up lies, like I said, steal, any number of things. I have seen it on and off in the body of Christ. I'm sure many of you have too. And it's like those things can open the door to destruction in our lives. You know, all it takes is a seed to grow into a tree. And we want to keep our lives clean. You know, we are committed to the Lord. You know, and said, having done all to stand, therefore we are clothed in Christ, clothed with Christ. We belong to Him. We've given our lives to Him. And we just have to stand. You know, when we're put in the hot seat, so to speak, of family members and friends or employers or whatever the case, we have to stand. Anyhow, I'd there's so much that could be gone into that, and I know there's not time to do all of that tonight, but know that we are in the family of God that is an unshakable union. You know, family members, they'll be for you sometime. They'll be against you sometime. You know, the Word says that even in the last days that your worst enemies will be in your own family. But our commitment is to God. We love our families. We love our friends. We love even our enemies. You know, so pray for those that hate you, those that use you. But is God first place in our life? You know, are we putting our kids first? Our mom and dad first? You know, when it comes down to it, will we give God first place in our life? When Jesus laid it all down for his family. You know, I'm not against family. Family is awesome. He said God gave his only son to have family. But we cannot deviate from truth and compromise integrity over and above our commitment to God. Our commitment to God and his truth has always got to be first. It's always got to be first. Just as I told my little niece, or texted her the other day with things going on between her and her dad and her mom, particularly her dad, and I told her, I said, honey, I said, truth will always come out on top. In the end, truth will always come out on the top. It says in Matthew 22:37, Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. We've given him our lives. We belong to the Lord. We belong to him. We are his. He paid the price for us. He paid the price. He bought us. And we have to always remember that God is our family first. Jesus is our friend. We cannot sacrifice our integrity for anybody. We have to stand for truth and then let truth do its good work. Because we want to be found blameless, spirit, soul, and body. I know that's what I want. I want that so much, to be found blameless, spirit, soul, and body, and to be pleasing with the Lord. And we'll come out on top. You know, when people around you, when they see that you stand for truth, they'll have confidence in you. You know, when you have a witness, you know, when you have a testimony, when you tell them about Christ, you'll be believable to them. Because they've seen it in your life. They've seen you stand even when, you know, even when it would have maybe been easier not to. Maybe when you would have received less persecution and less blame and less name calling and whatever the case, had you bent just a little bit, had you bent the truth, had you bowed just a little to getting along, you know, in the name of keeping the peace. But we can't do it. But others will see. They'll see your commitment to God. They'll see God bless you. They'll see that you truly believe what you're talking about. That when you're going through those hard times, and when you're faced with situations like that, that you truly believe it. They'll respect you for it, and they will believe the work of God that's been done in your heart. And then you can be an effective witness. Amen. Well, I'm going to play one more song while I write down everyone's phone numbers that I've got on here. I just want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. And I know sometimes I ramble trying to pour out what's on my heart, and some of the subjects that I come across that God puts on my heart, they're not always easy subjects. But there are things that we need to consider and things that we need to self-examine, and sometimes there needs to be correction in our lives, and just be open to that. I tell the Lord all the time, I say, God, I treasure your correction because I don't want to get off course. You know, all it takes, you know, if you get off course just a little bit, a mile or two or 5 miles down the road, you may be way, you may be in another town. You know, you can take one little wrong road that's just a little bit off, and way down the road, then you're way off. And I don't want that. I want to stay in good standing and be pleasing to the Lord, and I know you do too. So I'm going to play this song, and then we'll take callers right after that.
It never was about the oil dripping from my head. I never did dream beyond the pastures I could tend. It never was about the praise, not about the street parade. Didn't really need a crowd when Goliath fell down. I never meant to woo a king with simple shepherd songs, or hide away inside a cave safe from danger's arms. Never meant to wear a crown or try to bring armies down. It never was about me and who I hoped to be.
Thank you for each and everyone that's called in tonight, Lord, and I just ask that Lord, that you open my ears to hear, and Lord, that I speak your word and your word only. Father, I thank you for preparing the hearts. Lord, I thank you for blessing each and every one, Father. And Lord, I join my faith with theirs for breakthrough in their lives, Lord. And Lord, I just speak a blessing over them, Lord. And Father, I thank you for healing hearts and healing bodies. Lord, giving direction and bringing provision, Lord, and causing the dreams of God and the purposes of God to come to pass in their lives. Amen. Well, my first caller tonight is 828-989-89.
Is this Jennifer? Good evening, Jeannie. This is Jennifer. Yes.
Hi. How
are
you tonight, sweetie?
Good. Thank you for sharing your heart.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. I tell you what God is moving on my heart about, and most time, like I said, most time I end up sharing what I'm living and what I'm seeing. And so I thank you for being online and listening to it.
Well, I haven't met you, but it's just such an honor. I just feel to call you my sister. You just have such a beautiful presence.
Nothing. Well, we are sisters. We're sisters in Christ. So when we all get to heaven, I think we will absolutely feel like one big family, without a doubt. It's going to be so fun to meet everyone if we don't get to meet here, too. That's going to be so cool. I look so forward to it and meeting all that have gone. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Jennifer, Lord, and I thank you, God, for your love that is shed abroad in her heart, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the light of God. I just see the light, just the light of God that just emanates, sweetie, just from your heart. Lord, I just thank you, God, that, Lord, that you are preparing things ahead of her. You are preparing things, Lord, for her, God. You are preparing her heart, Lord, that you are training her and literally bringing her up, Lord, under your own guidance, under your own hand, Lord, with your own voice, Lord, speaking to her and guiding her, Lord, and speaking hope and speaking purpose and speaking truth into Jennifer's life, God. Lord, how you have nurtured her and you have loved her, Lord. And Father, I thank you, Lord, how you have brought maturity and, Lord, how you are introducing new things into her life. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the picture, Lord, that you are drawing in her life, the picture, God. You know, Jennifer, as I was getting ready to click on the numbers, and of course I knew, you know, when I saw your number, I knew it was you, but it was like I could see you painting and painting, and it was almost like it was your life you were painting, and like the Lord's hand was there with that, was like the Lord's hand was occasionally guiding your hand. And it's like I could see the Lord at times actually like making some corrections in the painting of, as you would go, he would say, no, this goes over here, this goes over here. And such tender, loving care of the picture that he was painting was actually going to be more beautiful than the picture that you had in your mind as you were painting, as you were drawing, you know, were coloring this. And I saw it in like living colors, in like bright, vivid, and beautiful colors as you were painting. But the hand of God occasionally taking your hand and saying, no, it's going to be like this, you know. And just knowing that God's plan and the beauty that he has for you is bigger and is more beautiful than what you have thought for yourself, of what you have dreamed for yourself, that his plans for you would exceed what you would dream on your own. And I just feel like God is, that God, little by little, that he's opening up your heart to see. You know, he takes us step by step from glory to glory, and very seldom do we see way down the road. We'll get prophetic words about things God wants to do. But I just see like God unfolding this for you so that you begin to see the picture of God's plan for your life. And like I said, it was in bright living color, beautiful colors, bright living colors, just bright colors, the plan that he has for you. And it brings, see, when we see it like that, it brings a clarity to us. It brings a clarity and an understanding of where we're going with God, of what God is wanting to do. And it brings a peace, you know, with it brings a peace of what God when we have some understanding of, okay, this is what God's plan is for my life, because there's always those questions, you know, particularly when we're younger, you know, when we're young and we daydream about, you know, what is my life going to be like? Am I going to be married? Am I going to have kids? What kind of job am I going to have? You know, and there's always those questions, but in this, I just see like a peace and a joy with it, a happiness with it, a contentment, and just a rest in it of, okay, God, you've got this beautiful plan and you've got things that you're doing and you're unfolding it like he was literally drawing it with you a part at a time. You know, like the painting was not complete, but it was being added to and it was taking shape. A little hard to explain it, but that's, I hope I'm making sense to you, that you can understand what I was seeing it, the way I was seeing it.
Yeah. Wow. I want to encourage you, because I had, you know, as I think I've shared with you before, that the Lord has been taking care of me for the past 2 years with no income. He had prompted me last summer to go to the dollar store and get like a dollar, you know, the watercolor paints, which are horrible because the paintbrushes lose all the hairs and I mean, it's just horrible to paint with, but you know, I did what I was told, and I used to go out on the porch and I would hear this praise song in my mind, and then I would literally have no idea what I was painting. As I just moved the brush, you know, this image would come, and I was very, very aware that I was painting my life. Like, this was prophetic painting in my life. And of course it got cold out and I hadn't picked up a paintbrush at all. And it was last weekend. It was for several weeks. I keep hearing the Holy Spirit, when are you going to pick up the paintbrush?
Wow.
And I just, you know, I would get busy, but last weekend I told them, I'll do it. I'll do it today. And of course that day came and it was almost time to go to sleep. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, you said you were going to paint. So I got out my paints and I painted for the first time last weekend. And, you know, it was a self-portrait. And I have to make this clear. I can't paint at all. I cannot paint. I mean, it's horrible, horrible painting, but even though it's horrible painting, I have this sense of he's showing me his will for my life in these paintings. So I hope that encourages you, because
yeah,
what you've spoken tonight just means more to me than you can even begin to imagine. But of course, God knows how much it means.
Praise God. Praise God.
So,
I know God is using these paintings, and I know you say right now that you can't paint, but don't be surprised if your skill in that gets incredibly better. God doesn't waste anything. But that's awesome. That's just beautiful. But I just sometimes I wish there was some way to project the scenes, what I'm seeing in my spirit, what I'm seeing,
mm-hmm.
what God showed me, that I could project that to mm-hmm. the people on the program like this. That you could see what I'm seeing, that would be awesome if we had that ability. But
encouraged me.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah,
well, I just
thank
saw
you
God
so
guiding your hands, guiding your hands in the painting a beautiful picture. So praise God.
Wow.
Well, sweetie, is there anything in particular that you were wanting prayer about while I've got you?
No, just for my children and just restoration and healing for all of us.
Sure. Lord, I just thank you, Father, that for family. God, for family, because that was what you wanted when you sent Jesus to this earth to die, Lord, is you wanted, Father, you wanted a family. And, Lord, I thank you that your heart is so for family, and, Lord, for restoration and love. Lord, for love to prevail, and Lord, your word says that love never fails. So, Lord, I thank you, God, for bringing, for sending Holy Spirit, Lord, just to completely work through this family, Lord, just to completely cover them and immerse them in the love of God, Lord, that any place that would need healing, understanding, Lord, any type of washing of memories, Lord, washing of the past, Lord, washing of emotions, anything, Father, that would need your healing touch, Lord, and would just need an infusion of your love and grace, Lord, that you would do that. And Lord, we just come into agreement, Lord, for restoration of every kind, Lord. As I said earlier in the show, Lord, for provision, for healing in bodies, for healing in emotions, Lord, every type of healing, Father. And Lord, I just speak a blessing over this family, a special blessing, Lord, over this family. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you
thank
too,
you
sweetie.
So much.
Thank you for
you
calling again. And I look forward to hearing from you again.
Thank you. I'm so encouraged.
All right. 402-214. Is this Sharon?
Yeah. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi. How are you doing,
huh? Good. I get the hiccups all of a sudden. I was just agreeing with her, you know. It was just such a blessing, what you were talking about. I needed to hear that. It made me remember a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
What you were talking about tonight.
Yeah. The Lord brings up things in my mind, and he challenges me too. Like, Lord, are there things that I should have done differently? You know, ways of thinking that that need to change. I'm constantly asking the Lord to search me, Lord.
Yeah. Well, it's just embarrassing, you know? When I look at God and I go, oh my gosh, you know, I forgot about that. Tumbling.
But he's good like that, you know? Go ahead.
I wish I could have, as a mom and, you know, just through my life, I wish I could, what's the word I'm looking for? Not confront, but, you know how God, what he does to us, he convicts.
Yeah, he convicts us.
Right. I wish I could have, like, corrected or instructed my kids the way God does, you know, me. I mean, he's so kind, you know, he doesn't yell at you and all that like I did.
You know, it's a growing process. Yeah, it's a process and we're learning, and, you know, for all of us, the things we learn as a child and the examples we had growing up, all of that stuff takes root, and then, you know, that's why when we get saved and the washing of the water of the word and renewing of our mind, then it's kind of a undoing and plucking up all of those things that have been planted and grown that weren't really of God. And that takes a while. I mean, it is a process of step by step. Thank God
makes me so mad, you know, and once you do it, you can't take it back. But I had this really wonderful Christian friend I used to talk to on the phone. You know, we actually had to stop talking to each other because we would get on and we would talk for hours. And we could do that every day about God. And we weren't getting anything done. So, you know, it was the truth. We had to, you know, we had to back up because we couldn't stop talking to each other. Anyway, she used to say to me, keep your...
Y'all are feeding each other's spirits.
You know, when I make right what I've done wrong. That was one thing she taught me. So I pray that a lot. You know, I ask God to make right what I've done wrong.
Right. Yeah, you know, that's the thing is that we learn and then hopefully that we don't make those same mistakes over and over. And that's the biggest thing. I mean, God knows we're making mistakes and going to learn. And is that we don't continue to go around the same mountains over and over and over And it does. It takes a lot of self-inspecting, but it also takes, you know, being just honest before God and saying, God, show me those areas that need to change.
Right.
You know, I'm asking the Lord that all the time, because if it's something that we've been raised with and we have been around all of our life and things we've been taught, and, you know, I'm sorry, parents make mistakes too. So some things parents teach us are not right, or just attitudes maybe, you know, and like Randy's been talking about the DNA, there's things that are sinful. There's wrong attitudes and wrong mindsets that are part of the DNA, just like there's physical things that many times we're so used to living with that we won't recognize it because it's always been a part of our life. And it takes the Spirit of God to reveal those things.
You're right. Absolutely right. And, you know, people may think that you can just, you know, pray once and, you know, God will show you. But I learned a long time ago, it takes practice.
It does.
Pray. It takes practice. Yeah, you have to, like, commit to sitting there and listening. And it may be quite a while. You know, at least give yourself 50, you know.
Uh-huh.
And
well, it would be overwhelming if the Lord showed us everything that needed to be fixed all at once. I mean, because most of the time there's a whole lot more in us that needs to be fixed than what we realize. And it would just bow us over backwards if the Lord said, okay, here's my list. Let's go down this list and let me, you know, we'd be like, oh God, I can't do this. But he's so kind and he's so patient with us. And you know, the word says
right.
He knows that we're at dust, you know, so those things, I guess, that need to be dealt with first, he begins to speak to our hearts and to show things and reveal things and to explain and, you know, show us how it affects our life.
Yeah, but he kind of reminds me, I used to get so mad at him because I didn't understand these parables and it just drives me nuts. And I kept reading it and I didn't know, what are you talking about here? I don't understand this. And it reminded me of me getting mad at my father, my earthly father, because I'd want to know how to spell a word. And he'd tell me to look it up. And I would get so mad at him. And I'd say, how in the heck am I supposed to look it up if I don't know how to spell it?
Spell
oh,
check.
We just
Google.
Yeah, well, that was before computers. That's when you had the dictionary, right? But anyway, but it's like, I kind of learned the hard way that the reason he doesn't just give it to you is because you don't learn your lesson. You don't learn it.
Right.
You don't learn it. It doesn't become a part of you if you just, you know, read it real quick and that's it.
Yeah, those things that you have to work for, it just tends to take a deeper root. You tend to hold on to it more.
Yeah.
You know, just like anything else, those things that you work for, you value. But I know exactly
right.
What you're talking about. You know, if someone just tells you something, you may not remember it. But if it's something you have to work through it and learn it and search it out, those things
right.
will stay with you a whole lot more for sure.
Right. But,
well,
you know, talking and doing are two separate things. I got to get my butt doing.
Yeah, but it's funny, you know, the Lord would give, you know, I can remember when I was a kid, when I was like in junior high school, things like that, even in grade school, I would write poems. I used to write short stories and things like that when I was younger, and have done one or two since I've been grown, but I used to write poems when I was a kid, and I can remember the Lord would, as the Lord would give it to me, he would give me words that I had never even heard of. And I'm thinking, what does that mean? It rhymes with this, but I don't even know what it means. And having to go, you know, would write down the word and know what it was, but then would know how to spell it, would know how to say it, but then would have to go look it up to even see what it meant, to see if it fit the story or fit the poem, and it would. And I was always so amazed how God would do that. And I'm thinking, God, I've never even heard that word before, much less used it, but it would fit perfectly in the poem. So.
Well, he does that with Randy all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, all the time. I mean, I'm constantly, like, texting him the meaning of a word, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
me and Randy, neither one have a huge vocabulary, so God helps us out.
But, you know, that's one of the ways you know it's God.
Right.
Because it's not coming from you.
Exactly.
You don't even know the word.
Yeah. That's just amazing.
Like
isn't
today.
It?
What?
I said, God's just amazing how he does that.
I know. And this is, I was thinking about this yesterday about the couple of times in my life where I actually caught my spirit singing.
Mm-hmm.
My soul was singing to God.
Yeah.
I was almost paralyzed. I was in such shock because I was standing in the kitchen doing dishes. And I was thinking about something else and doing something else and talking to somebody else. And in the background, I could hear, all of a sudden, I recognized my soul was singing. Like,
yeah.
Holy, holy, holy.
Yeah, it's your spirit singing.
And it just kind of freaked me out because, I stopped. I said, "What is this real? What am I hearing here?" Yeah, I could hear my soul was praising God. While I am, yelling about the bills and trying to do the dishes and all this other stuff, here my soul was praising God. And today I was doing something and I had said a prayer questioning, about my mom. And all of a sudden, I noticed this song was going through my head. The words of the song was going through my head and the melody. And it was an old song from 1943.
Wow.
A song that I haven't thought about or heard since my mother used to sing it. My mother had a beautiful voice, and I used to always want her to sing, because it was so comforting. But
I know what you mean. I had that same experience several years ago, and I'm like, like you said, it freaked you out. It did me too, because I had never experienced that before. And it was a night I was asleep and early in the morning. Now, I've never used an alarm clock. I've always just had an inner clock that I could kind of tell myself what time I wanted to get up and I'd wake up. But
yeah.
It was one night, one morning I woke up. And, that first moment as you're just barely starting to kind of wake up and you're not really awake yet, as I'm waking up, I can hear singing. And I can hear the singing, and then as I kind of become more conscious, I'm thinking, who's that singing? And my first thought was, well, did the radio come on or something? And then as I became more aware, I realized it was me singing. And of course, then I sat straight up in the bed, and I thought, oh my gosh, my spirit was singing, because I knew that with my mouth wasn't moving, that it wasn't me physically singing.
Right.
And that's when I realized my spirit was singing. And it was it actually was delightful to me to realize that. It was like, oh, Lord, I'm sound asleep, and yet my spirit is singing to you. And it thrilled my heart.
I know.
But it was kind of freaky.
Yeah, but that just happened to me recently, too, probably a month ago. I woke up just like you described, right? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I noticed that my soul was praying. I was in the middle of a prayer, and this is a prayer that we call the act of contrition. Say after you've confessed your sins, it's a short prayer, but oh my God, I'm heartily sorry for having offended thee, is how it starts. And it's not very long, but I was like in the middle of it. When I became conscious, I realized that my spirit was praying that prayer. Was asking forgiveness. And that's the first time that ever happened to me. But it's just like what you said.
Yeah.
But it's good. This priest that I had when I was younger said, I'd fall asleep saying my rosary. And he'd say, don't worry about it. The Holy Spirit will keep praying for you. So maybe that's what it is. It's the Holy Spirit praying for us.
Our spirits, our spirits don't sleep. I mean, that's for sure. We know that in that God, it says Jesus is interceding for us, Holy Spirit. So for sure. Well, let's pray for you.
Thank you.
Father, I thank you, God, for Sharon. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord. Lord, for the growth that you're doing in her. Father, I thank you, Lord, how that you are feeding her and speaking to her, Lord. And Lord, that even how you're answering questions for her, Lord. Father, I thank you, God, that Lord, that you're washing sorrows. Sharon, it's like I sense that there are like some sorrows of the past, some things. I don't know if I would say regrets. I might would say regrets, but sorrows. It's like sorrows of the past, some things that maybe I'm not feeling like this is something that you sit and think about all the time. You know, and I think we all have things that are from years past and things that are in our life that brought sorrow. But I just sense that God is washing sorrows from your heart. Things that maybe wounded your heart in the past. Things that when you think about them, that maybe it makes you kind of sad. And God just washing and bringing a new joy to your life. Just bringing healing into your I feel like there's healing from your soul. It may also, many times, healing in our soul can also be connected to healing in our physical bodies, though. So I'm not going to say this couldn't also affect healing in your physical body. I'm not aware of your situation there. But God washing sorrows and God bringing healing, a fresh healing and a fresh joy. And questions being answered, things that you have in your prayer times, ask the Lord about and question the Lord. Just you know, we all have questions, and I just sense the Lord bringing answers to you, bringing satisfaction in that sense, bringing a peace in the sense of understanding. You know, God bringing understanding in some situations, I guess is the word that I would want to use there. But God just washing some things of the past, some things that have hurt and harmed, you know, that have hurt you, some things that have brought sorrow or grief. Many times it's even grief from situations or loss or feeling lost in certain ways. Sometimes it can be feeling like we miss things, that okay, if I hadn't made this mistake, I wouldn't have missed this opportunity,
right,
or those sorts of things. But that's just
right.
What I'm sensing. It's just God washing some sorrows out, God bringing some healing into your soul, and which can very much translate into healing in your body too, and bringing a peace with the understanding that will bring new joy for you.
Oh, I need that so much. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you, Jesus. Is there anything in particular, Sharon, while I had you, that you want to pray about?
I also like that same healing for my daughter and my grandchildren, but the healing for all this pain and her injuries. And
sure.
You know, lately
Father,
I've been wanting to tell her that I'm sorry she lost her brother.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
you know, God,
she just
God,
never
God,
even...
God. Yeah, you know, God knows, and that's, you know, those sorrows, those things that prick us so deep in our hearts and leave wounds. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Sharon's family, her daughter and her grandbabies, Lord, and all her family members, Lord, that have been stricken with grief, that have even questioned at times, Lord, that if there's things that they could have done differently, would life be different now? And, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for just bringing healing, God, for bringing healing and even healing the scars, Lord. Lord, that even where your word says that weeping, that there's weeping for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And, Lord, I just speak a new joy over this family, Lord, just a new joy and a sense of moving forward and moving on. And Lord, of being able to place things in your hands and actually leave it there, Lord, that we don't place things in your hands and then keep going back and taking it back. But Lord, that we place things in your hands and we leave it with you. And Lord, we cast every care upon you. And Lord, then it's yours. We leave it and we move on, God, because we have the peace and the rest and the trust that all is well because we're yours, Lord, and that we know that, Lord, that you see all, you cover us through all, and Lord, that you're always good. That you're always good, Lord. So, Father, I just thank you for the healing. And, Lord, I thank you for the refreshing and a new infusion of joy. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Jeannie.
Oh, you're more than
God
welcome,
bless
hon.
You.
God bless you,
you
and have a good evening, sweetie.
You too, honey. Okay. Bye.
What? 910-709. Is this Miss Sylvia?
Yes, it is. How are you?
I'm good, sweetie. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm better tonight than I was last night.
Well, that's
yes,
good.
I'm better.
Was you feeling bad last night?
Oh, yes, for a couple of days. And I called in, and Angela and Jennifer were on the line. And I had pain going from, I guess it was coming from my spine, from the back of my neck, all down to my fingertips, arms, all the way down to my toes. Worst pain I ever, well, I've had it before, but not that intense.
Uh-huh. Well,
yeah,
thank you, Jesus, for
today.
Bringing relief.
Yes.
Thank you, God, for bringing relief. And thank you for people like Angela, Joy, and Jennifer. That'll stand in the gap and link their faith with yours and believe for breakthrough and healing. Thank you, God, for the body of Christ. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Well, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Sylvia, Lord, and I just thank you, Lord, that she is an overcomer, Lord. I thank you, Father, for the breaking through. Lord, I thank you for the breaking through. Father, I thank you, Lord, that things that have tried to hinder her in the past, Lord, things that have tried to hold her down and weigh her down, Lord, they're not going to be able to in the future, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you are teaching her, Lord, that you are equipping her, Lord, that you are strengthening her. And those things that have tried to stick to her, Lord, she's just going to thump them off like a fly, Lord. Those things are not going to be able to hang to her like they have hung to her in the past. And, Lord, she's already making breakthroughs. She is already taking ground. Father, I thank you, Lord, that she's taking ground from the enemy. She's taking ground, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I thank you, Father. It's like I can see the victory flag, sweetie. I can see the like they do in the army or whatever it is, you know, the services, how they go in and they'll stake a flag, you know, when they take land from the enemy. And I can see you with that victory flag, with that victory flag, you know, marching forward, and you're taking ground, and you know, and you're staking your flag on territory, and you're taking, and it's like you're not pushing. I believe there's a song. There used to be a song about that. It was like a warfare song, something about not. I can't remember how it goes anymore. I've got it somewhere on tape around here about not pushing me anymore, or something. I don't remember how it goes, but anyhow, it's like I just see you like marching forward and planting that flag, and then taking more ground and kicking the enemy out, and then moving forward again and taking more ground, and just moving forward in victory, and things that have tried to attach to you or have tried to hold you back, more tried to hinder you. Things have not been able to stop you, but they've tried to slow you down and try to hinder you. Just see you kicking them off, flicking it off, and that just, you know, moving in a new authority in God, just moving in a new authority in Christ, in a strengthening of the anointing. Father, I just thank you, God, for what you're doing in Sylvia's life, Lord, and Lord, how you're using her, how you're preparing to use her, God, that you have marked her for victory, Lord. She is yours, Lord, and God, you've got exploits. Said that we will go forth and we will do exploits in the name of the Lord. And I just see you doing exploits, God using you for exploits. And Father, I just thank you and I bless her, Lord. I bless her body. Lord, I bless her body. I bless her mind, her emotions, Father. I bless her finances. I bless her home, God. I bless her coming and her goings. Lord, even as you send her out on assignments and you bring her back, and you send her out on assignments and you bring her back, Lord, and you send her into groups to speak the word of the Lord, Father, and connect. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, even as you use her to work in her family, Father, to speak truth in love and to stand and to be an example, Lord, that they see her stand, Lord. So, Lord, I bless her and I thank you for her. And all that you have purposed for her life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, is there anything else in particular you were wanting prayer about or anything special you want to tell us about tonight?
Oh, no, that's it. You covered everything. I thank you for the prayer.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Girl, you're an overcomer, God. You're an overcomer in the Lord.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Okay. You have a good night, and God bless you.
You too, sweetie. All right. God bless you, too.
Bye.
Good night. Let me get a little drink right quick. Okay. 202-722. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? 202-722. Make sure... mute it and go back and try that again. Make sure it worked. Okay, 202-722. Where are you calling from and who am I speaking with? Okay, they've got their hand up. 202-722. Who am I speaking with? Okay, well, I'll click them off and come back to them. Maybe they had to step away from their phone for a minute or something. Okay, I've got several others on that are listening. I just say we've got a little bit more time left, so if anyone else wants prayer, be sure and put your hand up. I'll give you a moment here in case you want prayer. All right. 709-500. Is this Dasha?
Hello.
Hey, Dasha. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. How's things been going on in your life? Have you... been doing some good with your job hunting?
Well, I'm still looking. In the meantime, just doing a small job, but I'm still looking around.
Good, good. I'm still praying for you, for God to direct your steps and all of that. Well, let's
thank
pray
you.
For you, Father. I thank you for Dasha, God, and Lord, I thank you that he's marked for excellence. Wow, that just like right there. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you've marked him for excellence, Lord, with a spirit of excellence, Lord, that... Lord, I thank you for high places. Lord, I thank you for high places, Lord, and in favor, God, in high places. Lord, I thank you, God, for directing his steps, God. Seems like I'm hearing the word articulate. Lord, I just thank you, God, that your plans for Dasher, Lord, that they are precise, Lord, that your plans for him, articulate plans. I hope that fits. That just seems like I'm hearing the word articulate or articulate. And Lord, I thank you, Father, Lord, that in the process, Lord, that you are building Dasher's trust and you're building Dasher's faith, Lord. And Lord, that yes, he goes through stretching times, Lord, but in that process, Lord, that you are creating the man that he's called to be, Lord, that you are creating the man, Lord, that's going to be able to stand, Lord, when he gets to, Lord, when he gets to these places that you've called him to, Lord, as he goes from door to door to door, it's just like I said, Lord, as the doors that you'll go from like a smaller door to a little bigger door to a little bigger door to large doors, and in this process that God is taking you, that he is working in you. He's building a faith. He's building a surety in you, a confidence in you. And I just say, because you're going to need it. The places God has taken you, you're going to need that confidence in God. You're going to need that surety that I'm hearing God, that I'm following God. And I see the Lord even giving you signs, You know, you hear Randy, you know, we've heard Randy teach a lot on signs, that God would give him signs. That would be one way of God speaking to him, of giving him signs. And I see the Lord giving you signs that will be confirmation to you at times. And I would say don't ignore things. You know, be aware. Notice, you know, just be aware and notice things, you know, and open your heart, open your spirit, you know, be in tune, you know, when you see things to just open your spirit to the Lord, to hear God and let God confirm, and to so that you're understanding what you're seeing. You know, sometimes we see things, but we don't really comprehend it, or we don't recognize things all the time. And so, Lord, I just pray, Father, that you will open Vash's eyes and ears and his heart, Lord, so that he perceives what he's seeing, or that his perception will be sharp, Lord, that when you confirm things to him, Lord, that he will see it and recognize and say, that's God, that's God. God told me such and such, and there's the sign that confirms it right there. So, Lord, I just thank you for working that sensitivity in Dasher, Lord, of that ability to hear, that ability to see, that ability to recognize, and, Lord, just a sensitivity, God, even in discernment, Lord, I feel that strong, Dasha. Lord, that discernment, Lord, that he's going to be able to discern situations around him, and even spiritual things, that you're going to have a discernment even in business connections and things like that. You're going to have this discernment is going to come into play in all of that. So, Lord, I just bless Dasha, Lord. I thank you for directing his steps to exactly the position and the job that you have for him, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for just laying it out before him. Lord, I thank you for going before him and making the crooked places straight. And, Lord, for an assurance, Lord, that he'll have assurance in his heart. Lord, I thank you for providing for all of his financial needs, Lord, that he will lack no good thing. And, Lord, for just building that trust and that faith. And, Lord, for showing him, Lord, that he will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Lord, and have the confidence of the call that is on his life, Lord. Quite an incredible call, quite a high calling that's on his life, Lord. So I just thank you, and I bless him. I bless his body and his emotions and his relationships, Lord, for your guidance and your perfect peace and assurance and all of it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Well, you're more than welcome. Was there anything in particular you were wanting prayer about tonight, Dasha?
No. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're more than welcome. You have a good night.
And you too. Night.
Okay, let me go back and try this number again, see if they've come back. 202-722, where are you calling from, and who am I speaking with? It's a little early for someone to have gone to sleep, but maybe they had to step away from the phone. Try it one more time. 202-722. Where are you calling from, and who am I speaking with? Okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe they've had phone difficulties on their end. I don't know. Like I said, they've got their hand up, but I'm not making a connection with them or something there. So. Well, I don't have anybody else with their hand up, so goodness, I don't think I've ever completed the show this early. But anyway, I want to appreciate everyone for calling in, and I appreciate everyone for listening. And I just speak a blessing of the Lord over you, that God's face will shine upon you, that he will bring blessing and provision and health and peace and love, and that you'll walk in all that God has purposed for your life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Good night, and God bless.